بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. May shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah ta'ala has given us the opportunity of reciting and hearing Surah Yasin Sharif. Through the barakat of Surah Yasin Sharif, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make maghfirat of all the marhumeen, especially those who passed away recently. And may Allah ta'ala give shifa and cure to all those who are sick and ailing. There are so many in hospital. Young people are in hospital, they've got cancer. May Allah ta'ala give them complete shifa. And there's so many other hajat and needs that we have. Every one of us have so many needs. We have worries, we have problems. May Allah ta'ala remove all these problems. And may Allah ta'ala fulfill all our hajat and needs. The ummah requires the divine assistance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I mean, to draw the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And for this we have to get into a'mal, into good deeds. Dua, toba, istighfar, dhikrullah, tilawat of the Qur'an. Then Allah Ta'ala sends down good conditions, inshallah. So we make shukr Allah Ta'ala has given us this opportunity of even reciting durood and salam upon Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam on a Friday. We should increase our salat and salam upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And then we have sat now, we will be making the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is only through the fadl and the karam of Allah Rabbul Izzat. Allah chooses who He wishes to sit and make the dhikr of His dhikr, to recite subhanallah, alhamdulillah, Allahu Akbar, to make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There is a narration in Muslim Sharif, which is reported by Hazrat Abu Sa'id al-Khudri radiallahu ta'ala an, and he says, خرج معاوية رضي الله تعالى عنه وان سيدنا معاوية رضي الله تعالى عنه خرج إلى المسجد. He came out to the masjid and he found that the group of people, Sahaba, were sitting. Sahaba and Tabi'in, they were sitting in the masjid. So he asked them, ما أجلسكم, what has made you sit here? The riwayat says, خرج معاوية في حلقة أو إلى حلقة في المسجد. He came out into the masjid and he saw a group, a حلقة. So he saw a group of people. He asked them, what are you doing? Why are you sitting here? ما أجلسكم? So they said, جلسنا نذكر الله. We are sitting here making the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So he said, Allah, take a qasam in Allah. Is this the reason you are sitting here? They said, ma jalasna illa dhaq. This is the only reason why we are sitting here. So he said, ma ajlasakum illa dhaq. This is the reason you are sitting making the dhikr of Allah? They said, yes, we are sitting. We have gathered here in this group, we are making the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So he said, I am not questioning you. Tuhmatan lakum. I am not asking you to take a qasam. I am not making you take an oath because I do not accept what you are saying or have any doubts in what you are saying. But he said, I am making you take this qasam because a very similar incident took place in the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. When once the Sahaba were gathered in the masjid and Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam came out, and Sayyidina Muawiyah radiallahu ta'ala, as he is explaining this incident, he tells those people who had gathered there, he said, listen, I from all the Sahaba have narrated the most or the least amount of ahadith from Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And the reason for this is, commentators say, that Sayyidina Muawiyah radiallahu ta'ala was very cautious and he did not want to mention or narrate any hadith in which he would make an error or attribute something which was not correct to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Therefore, he narrated very few ahadith. But the purpose of him saying this is that whatever I'm going to say to you, and when I'm so cautious about narrating ahadith, then there is no doubt in what I'm going to present before you now. And therefore, you should listen very attentively. That I came out, or Rasulullah came out once, and the Sahaba were gathered, and they were sitting there. He asked them the same question, ma ajlasakum, why are you sitting here? So they said, jalasna nadhkurullah. So Rasulullah asked them, that this is the only reason why you're sitting here? He said, yes. So he said, Allah, yes. Do you take an oath in the name of Allah? Is this the only reason? He said, yes, we are making jalasna nadhkurullah wa nahmaduhu ala ma hadana lil Islam wa manna bihi alayna. That we have sat here to make the dhikr of Allah, to thank Him and praise Him for the hidayat He has given us. He has brought us into Islam. He has given us iman. We are thanking Him and praising Him for that. And وَمَنَّ بِهِ عَلَيْنَا. And whatever favors Allah has bestowed upon us, we are making the shukr of Allah Rabbul Izzat by praising Him, by glorifying Him. And that is why we are sitting here. Rasulullah says that I am not making you take an oath because I'm making any tuhmat upon you. I'm not accusing you of speaking any lie. The reason why I'm ascertaining the purpose of your sitting here is because Atani Jibreel, Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam just came to me and he has informed me, فَأَخْبَرَنِي أَنَّ اللَّهَ تَعَالَى يُبَاهِي بِكُمْ الْمَلَائِكَةَ. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is actually boasting regarding you people taking His name, making His dhikr to the angels. Allah is boasting to the angels. Allah is showing the angels. Allah is telling the angels that my banda in the world, my servants in the world, they have gathered and they are sitting and making my dhikr. Allah becomes so happy and Allah actually boasts about this to the angels. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bestow upon us these great virtues of making the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As we have mentioned so many times previously, dhikrullah is something we should be making every single day. Just as our body gets nourishment, just like that, our soul also requires that nourishment. And the nourishment of the soul is dhikrullah. Dhikrullah all the time, la ilaha illallah. La ilaha illallah. La ilaha illallah. When we make this dhikr with our tongue and we concentrate with our heart, then the realization of what we are saying will dawn upon us. We will now begin to realize and appreciate the greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And of course with all the other virtues of dhikrullah, we will enjoy them. May Allah give us the tawfiq and hidayat of taking His name in the correct way, the most beautiful way. After all, we are taking the name of our beloved Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Beside Durood Sharif, Allahumma salli ala La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. La ilaha illallah. لا إله إلا الله 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 محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم لا إله إلا الله 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 محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم الله جل جلاله وتعالى شأنه الله 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 الله
Allah. أحصي ثناء عليك أنت كما أثنيت على نفسك. اللهم يا أول الأولين ويا آخر الآخرين ويا ذا القوة المتين ويا راحم المساكين ويا أرحم الراحمين. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. ربي اغفر وارحم وأنت خير الراحمين. اللهم إنا نسألك الهدى والتقى والعفاف والغنى. اللهم أكرمنا ولا تهنا، زدنا ولا تنقصنا، أعطنا ولا تحرمنا، آثرنا ولا تؤثر علينا. اللهم انصرنا ولا تنصر علينا. اللهم عنا ولا تعن علينا. اللهم امكر لنا ولا تمكر علينا. اللهم أرضنا وارض عنا. اللهم اهدنا ويسر الهداية لنا. اللهم افتح لنا أبواب رحمتك وسهل لنا أبواب رزقك. يا مصرف القلوب صرف قلوبنا على طاعتك، يا مقلب القلوب ثبت قلوبنا على دينك. يا الله ما لي غناكم مع فرما، هم لي خطاكم مع فرما، هم لي لغز جوك در قدر فرما. يا الله هم اقراري مجرم هي، يا الله forgive all our major sins, minor sins, sins with knowingly, unknowingly, in the darkness of the night, in broad daylight, in public, in privacy, wherever we committed those gunas. يا الله wash away all those gunas by Allah. يا الله هماري دلوكم مصفى مجلى مزكى بنا. اللهم آت نفوسنا تقواها وزكيها أنت خير من زكى أنت وليها ومولاها. يا الله cleanse and purify our lives my Allah. Cleanse and purify our hearts my Allah. Cleanse and purify our bodies my Allah. Cleanse and purify our thoughts يا الله. يا الله purify our actions my Allah. يا الله give us those tawfiq of doing those actions my Allah that are pious and righteous my Allah that will gain your pleasure my Allah. Protect us from all those deeds يا الله that will gain your wrath and anger my Allah. يا الله protect us from nafs and shaitan my Allah. Ya Allah, do not make us slip, my Allah. Ya Allah, do not make us fall, my Allah. Ya Allah, do not make us become victims of nafs and shaitan, my Allah. Protect us from the onslaughts of nafs and shaitan, my Allah. Ya Allah, protect us from shaitan and his ploys, my Allah. Ya Allah, protect us from our enemies, my Allah. Ya Allah, bless us with afiya, salamati, hifazat, izzat, aman, chain, sukoon, rahat, protection, your marifat, your qurb, my Allah. Give us sukoon in our life, my Allah. Give us the contentment, my Allah. Give us peace, my Allah. Ya Allah, protect us from the shar of the shirreen, fitna of the fitteen, hasr of the hasideen, zulam of the zalimeen. Ya Allah, especially the ummah, my Allah, in Syria, my Allah, Iraq, my Allah, Afghanistan, my Allah, and so many other countries, my Allah. Ya Allah, change the conditions, ya Allah. Give them peace, my Allah. Ya Allah, Palestine, my Allah, give them peace, my Allah. Ya Allah, tun par raham farma, karam ka mamla farma, raham ka mamla farma.
رحم کر فرما, کرم کا معاملہ فرما. یا اللہ یا اللہ, all those who are sick and ailing, give them complete شفا. یا اللہ, all the مرحومین, give them جنت الفردوس. یا اللہ, give us موت المدینہ شریف, بری الجنت البقی, grant us the شفاعت of رسول پاک صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم. یا اللہ, the holy کوثر of رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم, مبارک hands, یا اللہ, make us enter جنت without any حساب کتاب. Protect us, our parents, our wives, our children, our progeny, our neighbors, musallis, mutalliqeen, mashayikh, our relatives, our students, may Allah protect all of us from, ya Allah, from every big and small fitna, especially the fitnas of Dajjal. Protect us from azab of qabr, protect us from azab of jahannam. Allahumma ajirna min al-nar, Allahumma ajirna min al-nar, Allahumma ajirna min al-nar. Ya Allah, whatever hajat our brothers have tonight, may Allah, our mothers and sisters listening at home, may Allah, ya Allah, our parents, may Allah, ya Allah, our family members, may Allah, ya Allah, fulfill each person's hajat and needs, may Allah. يا قاضي الحاجات, يا دافع البليات, يا حل المشكلات, اللهم كاشف الغم وفرج الهم, مجيب دعوة المضطرين إذا دعوك, رحمن الدنيا والآخر ورحيمهما, فارحمنا في حاجاتنا كلها بقضائها ونجاحها, رحمة تغنينا بها عن رحمة من سواك. يا الله, accept all our du'as, my Allah, grant us ikhlas and maqbooliyat, all good works of deen accepted, my Allah, da'wat tabliqi, mehnat qabool farma, amr ta'am farma. Ya Allah, those who are going out in your path, my Allah, make it be easy for them, my Allah, grant them ikhlas and hifaz and maqbooliyat, my Allah. Ya Allah, the mashayikh and the khankas, the effort they making, Allah, accept the efforts, my Allah, madaris, makatib, ya Allah, hifz classes, my Allah, darul ulum, my Allah, day and night they engage in Quran, hadith, my Allah, accept the efforts, my Allah. Different organizations, whatever good work they are doing, ya Allah, accept it, my Allah. Grant us tawfiq of doing more and more, my Allah. Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa ala Sayyidina Muhammadin wa barik wa sallim. Ya Allah, give us halal and tayyib rozi, my Allah. Make our sustenance be with ease for us, my Allah. Give us barakat, my Allah. Give us barakat, my Allah. Make us use the money in the correct ways, my Allah. Protect us from israf, my Allah. Protect us from haram, my Allah. Protect us from riba, my Allah. Protect us from zina, my Allah. Ya Allah, help us, ya Allah, to lower our gazes, my Allah. Protect us from zina of the eyes, my Allah. ربنا تقبل منا انك انت السميع العليم وتب علينا يا مولانا انك انت التواب الرحيم سبحان ربك رب العزه عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين الحمد لله رب العالمين.